Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob and Scott review a wine that is a darling of James Suckling as they try Santa Carolina's Reserva Cabernet from the 2018 vintage. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
How are you doing tonight, Rob? How's everybody doing in the audience as well?
That's true. Well, if Rudy Giuliani's in the audience, he's not doing so well now, is he?
Well, how dare he?
Ignoring the flatulence, he now has COVID. So, yeah, that's hey.
You know,
what?
Mentally, I lost score, but I guess I thought he already had it.
I think somehow. I thought he already did too. I don't know. Everybody else he hangs around with did, but
yeah, it's everybody else.
I don't know how he did that, but
you know, somehow I feel like they probably don't hang around with Rudy. As Rob spits cheese out of his mouth.
Well, you're probably right, but I mean, he never took the advice we said about wrapping your face in duct tape. He should have done that. Rudy, you should do that.
If only he would wrap his
face. You don't want to wear a mask? Wrap tape, your head in duct tape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not your hair, but it'll fall right off anyway.
And, you know, if you're worried about how it looks, then use that clear packing tape.
That's true. You can see through that, right? Well, saran wrap, you can also do that, but you want to get a nice airtight seal.
Yeah. Very much so.
Layers.
And, you know, if you're going to invest in saran wrap,
yes.
Buy the good stuff.
Yeah.
Stretch it tight.
Well, you could also get a dry cleaning bag.
There's that.
Those are fun.
You know what else you can buy? You can buy like that roll of shrink wrap on a little roller
I have that.
Thing.
Yeah, you could do that. But that's
make
a little
it
hard.
Easy.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, you know, yeah. Recently I watched Borat, the sequel, yeah. And apparently Rudy's pretty good with his hand, so I bet he could manage whatever it is.
Well, that's true. That's a good point. He's ambidextrous, yes. So on tonight's show, unfortunately, Triple B is not here because she is unwell. That's what happens when you eat bad Thai food.
Yes. Thai food?
Thai food. I know, I left the D off there, yes.
Thai food?
Yes, her pad Thai tonight was just say, not optimal.
It was patty.
I went in, the guy's like, hey, how you doing? It's like, hey, you have an Italian accent. It's probably not authentic. Yeah. But it was very heavy bowl. And I think everything that was like, I don't know, man, they just put peanut oil on that motherfucker and just said, here you go. So, not appetizing, so she doesn't feel well, and so she is laying up, curled up in a ball on the couch.
Who's the maker of this pad Thai?
It's not important.
No, I want to know. Oh, it's not.
It's normally okay. A Thai Paradise.
Oh, in Pickerington?
Yes.
We don't go there.
Yeah, it's okay because there's nothing else left. We were going to get Mediterranean food, but they're closed on Sunday nights. I had the peppered steak and it was very peppery, very spicy.
They're just a little more overpriced than the other spots.
No, they're overpriced. Yeah. I like going to Yum Yum out in Hebron because it's like half the cost and you don't end up curled up in a ball on the couch, but that's okay. Hey, whatever. She had 17 pounds of pad Thai in a small container. Strange how that works. So
chicken or shrimp?
It's chicken, but she wants it to be vegetarian. She never told me that. But that's okay.
Oh.
Yeah. That's okay. Whatever. She picked it off. Doesn't matter. Regardless, on the show tonight, we were going to do, actually, Claude Duval's Stag's Leap Cabernet. But I realized that would really piss off the Triple B, so I did not do that. I actually had it out, Scott, to drink, a 2012. Excellent wine. About $95 a bottle. But we didn't do it. Instead, I supplanted it with something that's equally as good, I'm sure. At least James Suckling would say that. And this is Santa Carolina, their Reserva, from Colchagua Valley, their Colchagua estate. And it's the 2018 vintage. I say that because that is significant. Now, I've had the 17, and I've also had this 18. I've had both vintages, and I've had maybe three or four vintages of this exact wine. Also, their Pinot Noir, we had that on the show. I've also had the Malbec. I've had a lot of these wines. Carmenier, we've done that. Done a lot of Santa Carolina wines, and there's a very good reason for that. We like to say Santa Carolina. But it's also very good, and it's a very good value. This comes in at, I think, around $11, $12.
The Reserva?
Well, yeah, it's $12.99.
There you go.
But not all Reservas are, you know, created equal. If you go on their site, they have a wide variety of things. Some are available in the United States. Some are marketed for the United States. Some are marketed for, I don't know, Czechoslovakia. It's kind of hard to say. But they have they have different lines and whatnot, and so this might be a little more pandering to the United States market. I don't care. When wine.com can get it, which is, it's kind of touch and go right now, it's very, very good. There's a reason why, by the way, it's sold out frequently on wine.com, because it's very good.
It's good, and it's forget reasonably priced. Yeah. That's cheap.
Cheap. People go on there and buy five cases of it when they see it. That's what they're doing. There are, recently I bought a bottle of Parducci Pinot Noir. There was a 60 bottle limit, which is very stupid, but it's $12.99 and it's a premium quality. It's a good quality Pinot Noir, and people are buying massive amounts of it, so they have to limit that. On the Santa Carolina, I've seen a one bottle limit before.
Yeah.
Similar to Apatagua, one bottle limit or two bottle limits on Apatagua, and it's sold out currently. So they only get this stuff in waves, not because it's, you know, they make a lot of cases of it, but it's just, it's that well done and that well liked.
And I would guess there's parts of the country where you can regularly put your hands on it locally and not have to.
Giant Eagle used to sell it, but they did not sell good in the older vintages. And so they'll have this, but it'll be 14. You don't want that.
But, you know, my cuz, shout out cuz. Bet he can get his hands on it in the Chicago
land. Oh, probably. Probably.
No, but I would guess New York and probably in Cali.
Well, I mean, this is what should be case stacked everywhere. In the Midwest, we get fucking Josh. We get the camo Josh. Have they just said fuck it at Josh? And then, you know, everybody that buys our wine wears camouflage. So why don't we make a camouflage wine? Or, you know, they're not doing the support the troops thing. What are they going to do? The next thing they're going to do is one of those black label with gray, 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 blue, gray, gray, gray. I mean, they're going to do that. Whatever.
Blue grapes.
You see, it's with the with that salami before we had, what you do is to grease the salami, Scott. You run your hand up the top. And then,
oh, my God.
I'm going back to something in the past. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Pass, 4:30 this afternoon.
That's true. Well, no. More like 11:30 this morning, but that's okay. Folks, we're going to take a break because when we come back, we're going to have a wide amount of information to discuss. We're going to wow you with our acumen, or we're not.
I didn't know you got a shot.
I did. No, I didn't. We got a COVID test. Passed it. Oh, I was positive. No, negative. Negative. That's what it is. Yeah. I've took two tests. It's very exciting. Well, I had to, man. Gotta stay safe. For some reason, when Scott took his COVID test, he studied like 6 hours the night before for it. I don't know what he was doing, but that's okay.
Well,
you know, Steve did the same thing, but he failed. Whatever.
It's that reading thing.
Stick the Q-tip in your nose. And that's what Steve did. So we're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault. Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So, the 2018 Santa Carolina Cabernet from Colchagua Valley. Their Colchagua estate, so they have a vineyard in Colchagua. And this is their reserva level. Who cares? That doesn't make a difference because it's not reserved for anything. But why are we so excited about 2018 in Chile? Why is that selling like hotcakes? There's a very good reason. There's these things called vintage charts, and we're going to talk about a little bit of this about this on the potpourri, which I know is very exciting for you. Not so much about, you know, in such and such a year, this and that and that and this. That's not that exciting. I'm not sure what we'll talk about is exciting, but we're going to talk about just generally how wine has improved over the years. But for the 18 vintage, overall, Robert Parker gives the Chilean wines 96 of his points as a vintage, all the wines across the board. And then the wine enthusiasts, for what that's worth, let's see, do they even know? Here we go, Colchagua. They give it 92 of their points. So they broke it down to Mapo, Casablanca, the coastals, and then Colchagua. So they give it 92. They're a little more prudish with their points, which is unusual for them. But nevertheless, I appreciate that, though. They broke it down. Parker didn't break it down. Then again, I got that for free, so who knows.
But, you know, they gave the 2017 85, and we've had 2017s from Colchagua,
and
they were good.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is 100% Cabernet. They were aged in French oak for 8 months and bottled a year after fermentation. Now, there are two reviews for this wine. The first of them being the Wine Enthusiast. And the Enthusiast gave it 90 of their points.
That's very enthusiastic.
It is, but anyway. They wrote, expansive cherry and plum aromas are clean, friendly, and fluffy as they introduce a deep palate that's in fine shape. Yeah. Flavors of cassis, wild berries, and plum show backside spice. Backside spice? While this remains balanced and classy on the finish. Backside spice. Are they mean on the back end? They don't mean...
This is James Suckling here. I just, you know, this wine reminds me of aromas of backside spice. You know, once upon a time I had a roommate and his undergarments would have the aroma of backside spice.
First of all, that is not my voice, but you can kiss my ass. And I believe what they're saying is, towards the end of the wine, it's spicy. I pray to whatever god created Tim Atkins that they mean that, but
no, it wasn't Tim Atkins the roommate. Tim Atkins wasn't my roommate. Well, just for one night.
Don't try. You can't imitate me. Anyway, I am James Suckling. He is not, and I also reviewed this wine. I liked it just a bit better than the Enthusiast. I was more enthusiastic, as they would say, and I gave it, of course, 93 of my points. Yes, that's correct. A 93. And I wrote, a tight, focused red with fresh plum and chocolate character. Medium-bodied. Firm and creamy tannins and a flavorful finish. Drinkable now, but better in 2022. And its backside is spicy. I know whose backside was spicy.
Yeah,
you know. All right. Backside spice. There's a way to write that isn't that. I mean, backside spice. I understand you mean towards the end of the wine, it's spicy. Write it that way.
I think there's nothing wrong with talking about the aroma of an unnamed roommate's undergarments.
I had Taco Bell, then backside spice. I mean, it's like... Did you just have some backside spice? Yes, I did.
I just got tired of flipping them around, and I kept them on the same side, so there was some backside spice to them after about the seventh day.
He was spicy on the backside there. That's right. Crispy and spicy.
Crispy.
Backside spice.
It's beautiful in the glass.
That's actually the kind of spice that comes out of the oak that Fry Brothers use. There we go.
Hey! Mm-hmm.
That's true. He's not wrong. In the glass, it does look very lovely.
Wonderful legs. It really.
Oh, beautiful legs.
It's beautiful in the glass.
Very slow.
There is a little watery edge.
Slightly, but it's a $13 wine.
Yeah. 13.5 yep. ABV.
Bordeaux level alcohol.
Yeah.
On the nose. Cassis. A touch of vegetal edge. Which is to be expected for Chilean.
Yeah, and not, you know, not that green pepper full blown, and it's
no
kind of vegetal, almost towards, you know, sometimes you get that yeasty aroma, and this is kind of vegetal with that little yeastiness.
Mm-hmm.
Akin to Bordeaux style.
Somewhat, yeah. Like a really nice Moton Cadet. I'm not sure if there is a really nice Moton Cadet.
What was the Beaujolais you had the other night? Oh, the Lujano.
Man, that just tasted like acidity. A cherry pit and acidity. I did drink the whole bottle, of course, but that's not... I just needed to be damn sure I didn't like it. You know. It's very damn sure. I had Rutherford Hill, the Napa Merlot, the last bottle of that. And the first night,
so nice.
It just wasn't doing it for me. So last night, apparently it was doing it for me. I was watching an infomercial with Becky on PBS, which is very exciting, from 2002. Red, White, and Rock. If you ever get the chance to see that, and you're a cynical, mean person, you will enjoy it immensely for all the wrong reasons. Now, if you are a good-natured person, I'm not sure why you're listening, but if you do have, you know, grace and God in your heart, then you won't want to do this. But for me, it was very nice. The Triple B enjoyed it too because she wanted me to say mean things.
And you're saying the Pad Thai made her sick today.
It gave her backside spice. Yes,
maybe it was the NPR show that just, you know, delayed.
It didn't give her a backside spice. It gave her, you know, yeah. Pad Thai paradise. Apparently, their version of paradise is a little bit different than ours.
Well,
you know, another day in paradise, I suppose. It's just sarcastic paradise.
Just another day in paradise.
Little Phil Collins here for you. You know. Well, yes. Let's see if this is Susu Studio.
What the hell? Savory fruit.
Always.
All in all, a decent little nose.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That has one of the better displays of chocolate on the mid palate that I've seen in a while.
And it's not, it's baking chocolate.
Sure. Yes.
It's you know, if you ever get powdered baking chocolate, that mm-hmm. that's, it is that profile.
Yes.
It's nice.
Well, that because.
An
earthy chocolate, and then the tannin going hand in hand with that. And then, oh, there's the backside spice. No, it does have a spicy finish, too, from the oak, I presume. A bigger medium body. It's plush. It's medium body, but it's plush. The mid palate is very, very vibrant. And well, someone said fluffy. And it does taste fluffy. Enthusiast said that.
All in all, it's an interesting drink. Not just easy, but it's interesting. There's... Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily complex, but it's at the same time, it's interesting.
I don't know that. I would suggest that for the price, it's like playing Clue. I suggest, now, first of all, texturally, it has complexity.
That's where I would.
And there are a lot of ways one could, you know, rate complexity. There are flavors, naturally, but that you can go through. But texturally, this wine is very interesting and very complex.
I wouldn't say very, but I would say that's...
Well, for what it is.
Yes, that's what's complex about it. That's what makes this not just a plain Jane, good wine to drink. This that fluffiness.
Yeah.
What's another way of describing that? It's not really...
Slightly pillowy.
Yeah.
Dusty.
Dusty tannins, dusty, for sure.
Dusty tannins. Now, this is the thing. Front palate, very, very clean... Nice expression of blackberry and cassis. the blackberry is shown a little bit more, and it's a slightly sweeter blackberry. So you have nice, bright fruit. So those that like a good fruit component in a Cabernet, you're going to like that a lot. However, the people that like it to be a little more serious and up and snooty are going to notice the tobacco as the finish lingers on. There's tobacco on the finish.
It really is. And the other thing, it's not quite to the level of a dry Merlot, but it does have that astringent mouthwashing effect off the roof of your mouth, which is...
The flavor profile is all Cabernet, but I understand what you mean.
Yeah, but you get that...
Slightly, there's that a little bit of astringency.
Astringent mm-hmm. mouthwash going across the roof of your mouth.
Yep.
So if you're a dry wine drinker, you get that effect from this wine. But that pillowy, fluffy, it's almost like...
It's like a Sonoma Cabernet that we like a lot. It's like Sonoma Cab.
With a little hint of French style about it.
Sure, sure, sure.
I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm. And you would think it's $25-$30.
Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. I don't...
No, that's where it stops. It's not a $40 wine.
But you know what? I think we like this better than... Was it the 17 we did on the show previous, or was it the 16?
I don't know that we've done the Cabernet on the show. I've done it off air my drinking.
I thought we did a Carolina because we...
We've done Carolina, but we've done the Pinot.
Oh.
Now, I've had a lot of the contemporaries of this. Well, we all have, but we've had the Escudo Rojo, which is different than this. I've had the La Postelle, which this is better than in some ways, because the La Postelle is a little more French and a little more austere. I've had, well, Los Vascos, naturally, the Alpatagua's. What else have we had? Kind of quite a few. Well, I mean, it's Argentinian, but we've done Catina.
Colchagua Valley really has it going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Montez.
Montez.
The Montez Alpha, too. Done all those. This is far better than, well, I like the Escudo Rojo, but it's a different wine.
I don't remember that one.
Well, it wasn't that long ago. It was a little more of a Washington style. It was jazzier.
Yeah.
So you have to be in the mood for that. This one, I think, is... I don't mean this in a negative way. I mean it in a positive way. More straightforward in the fact that it's all there, but you like everything that's there.
And that's what I mean by
it's like your favorite Thanksgiving meal. It's like, oh, I like turkey. Oh, I like stuffing. Yep. Oh, I like. Oh, I like. Oh, I like.
And it's, but it's everything is where you expect it to be. And
this, exactly.
And it's, it, and in that way is what I'm saying, that it's the thing that makes us a little more complex is that fluffiness mm-hmm. where it shifts from the front of the wine
yeah.
to the back of the wine. Mm-hmm. And it's not this big, bold thing, this mouthfeel that's going on. It's just nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's just nice.
It's a little bit like Apatagua. This is a little bit bigger than the Apatagua cab.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fair.
Smidge, but bigger. Yep.
Fair. But we, you know.
You know, on the nose, on the tip and on the nose, is that just a little bit of lavender? Just the slightest bit of lavender?
There's something there, or it could be just like that sweet fruit, but there's a hint of,
I don't know,
something going on.
To be perfectly honest, it smells more like downy, but I'm assuming I'm just going to call it lavender.
Downy fresh,
but it's nice. I like that smell. It smells fresh and clean, like a spring meadow.
So once upon a time, that roommate's undergarments had that fresh downy taste.
You know what? It smells.
And then when you get to the backside of the wine, you get the undergarments.
It smells peppery. Like the meadow in which the calves that you're talking about, they were able to roam right where they hit them with a baseball bat and slash their throat. This smells like that beautiful, pristine green meadow where the birds are chirping, where the calves are massacred.
That's not how they do that.
It's very peaceful. They hit them with a baseball bat and they slit their throats.
No.
Oh, yeah. What do? They don't employ Navy SEALs to hide behind little things and sneak out and then stick a knife up their ribs so they can't scream. It doesn't work that way.
Oh,
you stun them and then you cut them.
But they don't hit them with a baseball bat.
Okay, a club. A ball peen hammer. What do they hit them with, Scott? What do they hit the calf with?
Did you see?
No. No, I'm just going to say no.
Coen Brothers movies. No. No Country for.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the shotgun thing.
It's not a shotgun.
It's a bolt gun.
That's what it's called.
Okay, yes. Well, that, yeah, they could do that.
So not, you don't club that with
still,
a club.
It'd be, still be gruesome in the Green Meadow to see that, just to point that out.
Oh, Lord. Folks, we are not posting videos of Rob clubbing baby seals over the head and then slitting their throats, nor calves.
Who talked about it? I'm not doing any of that thing to anybody. That's disgusting.
You're just talking about it.
Well, I'm just saying, this smells like the meadow in which that happens. It's a piece. The meadow is beautiful. Imagine beautiful green grass, rolling hills, wildflowers.
Folks, we
butchery going on the side, but that's okay.
The wine guy and I,
birds are chirping.
Generally communicate routinely. Oftentimes by text and pretty typical.
There's butterflies as well.
Go very far before I say, "What's wrong with you?" This is one of those times where I'm wondering it again. Butterflies and clubbing calves.
Well, no. They stun them, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. That is an aside. Don't get sidetracked, Scott. Focus on the wine. You're so unprofessional.
By the way.
Speak. Talk about the wine.
Frank had stuffed veal as a special this weekend.
Stuffed veal?
Chopped.
That's probably good.
Sound great.
Mm-hmm.
Baked. Sound delicious.
That would be good. I got my shipment of my half a pig.
You know, we could talk. We could barter.
Barter?
Yeah. You missed out on the Turley cab.
That's all right.
I was wondering how much bacon would be worth a bottle of that Turley cab.
Two packs.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, I don't know, Scott. I'm sad that I didn't get it, but at the same time, I've probably compensated myself very, very well.
Well, that pork, you know, I'm sad now that I don't have a freezer to have an allocation of that.
I'll give you a piece of bacon.
Oh, I'd love a piece of bacon.
Oh, it's also brats, too. I'm getting brats, lots of brats.
Oh.
They did sage sausage, and I did some sausage patties for breakfast yesterday, and the problem is it has the consistency of salmon.
Wait, what?
The pork has a consistency. It's very coarse ground. So
I love coarse ground pork.
I'll give you. You're going to take a pound home with you.
Well, so did you go with the sage or you went with the regular brats?
Well, no. There's sausage and then there's brats. Yeah. They made brats. I told them to make brats. Who knows? I also told them to make 3/4-inch pork chops. They did 1/2-inch, but those were. I know, but
that's annoying.
Well, I know, but I got a wonderful char on them. And they were quite nice. Sweeter meat.
There's nothing like meat straight from a farmer.
And Bo, he concurs with that because he ate the pork bun. He liked that.
He ate it. He consumed it. It's gone.
Yes. Didn't taste it. Well, the pork chops, they're bone in.
Yeah.
So he liked that an awful lot.
Wine guy in Triple B got, it's a quarter pig? Half pig.
Well, Rachel and Greg were supposedly buying quarter office, so I hadn't seen that money, so I'm just going to eat it. I'm not going to worry about it. I'll just keep it. They don't have a freezer anyway. What the hell are they going to do with it? I'm not going to store it. I know. I think Becky was just trying to defray the cost, and, you know, it does cost a lot, but it's an awful... I don't have any of the bacon or anything yet, because that takes... They smoke it, so... But... still a lot. I don't know what I'm going to do with all the ground. I'm going to give you some of that stuff, but the ground pork. But, you know, I can put it in pasta, all sorts of stuff. So,
it's delicious.
Yeah.
So what Princess and I have been doing, this goes back to her childhood. Her mama would always, anytime they ordered a pizza from carry out or delivery, she would fry up some just ground beef.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the pizza came in, she would top the pizza with the ground beef and then pop the box back up closed and let it all settle in together. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing that. But last night, cauliflower crust.
Yeah.
Not the best.
Depends on what you're getting.
It was the backup cauliflower crust from Aldi. They didn't have the refrigerated one, which is great. Mm. So I went with the frozen one, which,
Urban Farmer.
I couldn't find it. I was looking online. At Kroger.
You know,
but I did ground pork instead of the ground beef on top of the pizza. It was fantastic.
A little more paleo than keto, but it's still, when you look at the carbs, there's not much difference.
Yeah.
On the Urban Farmer, sweet potato crust, spicy Italian sausage.
Urban Farmer. Nice.
Yeah.
And then the other one was the margarita, and that's the cauliflower crust.
Yeah, don't get the call of power. That stuff tastes like
ass. Terrible. It didn't look good.
And it's high in carbs, too. So, nevertheless, folks.
Yeah, the best cauliflower crust I've had over the counter is definitely that Aldi's. Now, yeah, I haven't tried them all, but the Aldi refrigerated one, not the frozen. It's got a denser crust, a thicker style crust.
It's nice.
It cooks up great.
Urban Farmer's better, and it's a little cheaper.
Smaller? A little smaller?
Not really, no.
12. I think that Aldi cauliflower crust is...
It's about the same size.
Bigger than that. Bigger than the regular...
Yeah. This is big. It's two people are fine with it.
Nice.
And especially if you load it up. But $5.49 a pizza.
Yeah, so, and Aldi's...
It's frozen.
Aldi's is $6.99 maybe?
Yeah. It's still good, though. Aldi's still good. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And then we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So in tonight's potpourri, I'm going to ask a question to Scott.
Huh?
Now, what wine have you never had, but you would most love to buy / try? And it can't be in your cart, because that doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count.
The one wine you lust after. This would be great for the Triple B, too. But she's not on. She is, folks, looking like she's feeling better.
That's good.
It is.
Just rosy cheeks.
It's true.
With a little minor.
She brought a chair into the bathroom by the toilet to throw up in. She sat on a chair.
It's very practical.
But that takes, I mean, normally if you have to barf, you're not going to, I need to put a chair in there.
Well,
that's a lot of work.
There's only probably one better position that's prone on the ground with your face up
against the toilet bowl. I'm normally sprinting and diving for the toilet so I don't barf all over the place.
Yeah, well, she's more of a planner than you.
Apparently so. Yeah, she said, will you sit in there with me? I went, no, fuck no.
Jesus, he's so sensitive.
I don't love you that much.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Scott. The wine.
Well, I think the easy thing would be to say, you know, some kind of old Burgundy.
No, you have to be specific. I want to know the maker. And the wine. Not some old Burgundy. That's... What the fuck? Can he actually produce a Burgundy producer? And then the specific appellation or AOC.
No, I don't have it.
No, you don't have that, do you?
But you know what my go-to is. And I have it.
What do you have?
I haven't had it yet.
Astralis?
Yeah. 100-point Astralis.
Yeah.
Even the 96, the 2011. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that when... We break into that.
Clarendon Hills, Astralis.
Yeah. 100, typically 100 point. There's one year where it hit 96. I might have a couple of those. Maybe.
I would say this wine, but I've had it. But I don't own it. How's that sound?
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Heights Martha's Vineyard. I've had it.
We've talked about that.
On a few occasions. Yes. I don't own any. But I own some Trailside. I like the Trailside an awful lot, but... The Martha's Vineyard just has a wonderful edge of eucalyptus. Another one, Schaefer Hillside Select. I've had plenty of Schaefers, just not the Hillside Select.
Yeah, I had that one.
When I go further, I mean, I have versions. I mean, an easy one to say is Petrus, but that's just stupid. I would love to try like an absurdly expensive Sauternes, you know.
Why Sauternes?
Why not?
Okay.
What is that? Maybe, you know, as you said, an expensive Burgundy, but just to see what the fuss is about, I think is what you... Opus One. What the fuck is up with that?
No.
I know, I'm not... I don't want to buy it. I don't want to collect Opus One because I think it's a lazy thing to collect. There's so many things you could get from Bordeaux for less. Get Smith Holt Lafitte.
Yeah.
Get, you know, there's 100 different things.
Yeah.
100 different things from California I'd rather have. But when you start talking about the cult wines, I mean, one that used to be big back in like the early 2000s and the 90s was Viator. But it kind of went to nothing. I don't know. I've always been jonesing to buy some stuff from Delectus. Nobody knows who Delectus is. Franus is another one I want to buy some more, but that's not that expensive. Franus is a Zin producer, a Napa Zin producer.
Huh.
Very interesting, but it got a little expensive and it's almost Turley prices and it's like, eh. But I used to love Franus, but it was like in the 20s and it was fantastic. It's like $27 and it was just this big cab-like Zin. But I realize Segesio is $20 and it's a cab like Zen and I don't have to spend, you know, 40 on Franus. So it doesn't make much sense.
For Peter Franus Wine Company, for us, wine is like romance.
Why is wine like romance?
No, wine is romance. For us, wine is romance. Peter and Deanne.
Are they saying that they get their dates drunk?
They are their dates.
Oh, they're jerking off.
Oh, my God. Deanne is... Oh, my God.
It's his wife?
It looks like it to me.
Well, hopefully he doesn't do a Wagner.
Oh, lose half Lord. His shit.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
I was just...
You were just saying that. You didn't have anything to say.
No, I was on their webpage. The Franus webpage.
That's very nice. It's very informative.
They have a wine club.
Everybody has a wine club.
Yeah, but you're saying...
Who was it? Who the fuck recently had a wine club that you could buy old shit from theirs that you didn't want? What the hell did we drink recently?
That Spanish thing.
Oh, no, Lake of Sonoma.
Oh, right.
I didn't want the recent vintages, and then I could buy a library selection of their stuff. I don't want that. What the hell's that?
Yeah, it was weird. But that was good Dry Creek.
Well, you know, Rutherford Hills, they had a lot of library stuff. But I'm not going to pay $90 for your shit.
No.
You know? I have a large collection of Rutherford Hills. Okay. I was like, wow. I mean, it's like the people that collect, you know, $50 Napa cabs that they make 30,000 cases of.
Okay.
I mean, those are great to buy.
Cool.
What?
Quote.
That I didn't. No. I meant good $50.
Quote. It's Wagner.
That's a Wagner piece of shit. You've had Quilt, though, haven't you?
I have a bottle.
How? You have a bottle?
It was a gift.
Oh, somebody gave it to you.
It was a Christmas present.
Somebody gave. That's okay. I mean, I almost bought Quilt at Hyde Park, but I bought Numanthi instead.
Yeah.
It was cheap. But I think it was like that red blend shit that they make. It was really cheap, actually. It was like $50 restaurant prices at Hyde Park.
So it was akin to what you'd expect to pay for a Termes.
No, the Termes was $60.
Yeah, so the Franus, it's $40 a bottle, the Mount Veeder.
Yeah, but Mount Veeder is a elite appellation. I mean, that's top notch.
Hey, I've had Mount Veeder. Where's that that had a Mount?
Well, Viator is actually Mount Veeder, but you've not had Viator or Viator. Who the fuck knows how it's pronounced? They make up these fucking names, and they're like, you mispronounced our name. No, you made up the fucking name. How am I supposed to know how you fucking say your name? Let's like hear you say your name. I'm not going to know. I know how Duckhorn's pronounced. There you go. You know why? Because it's not a made up fucking word. Well, Duckhorn, there's a Duckhorn, but there's a duck and there's a horn. I know what that is. Robert Mondavi. It's his fucking name. I know that. I can do it. It's Mondavi. Easy. Last name. We know. You know? Winte. I assume it's Winte, but that's okay. I'm just reading off the point. Hoag. I can pronounce Hoag, you know?
Most of the time.
Klein. Sometimes. Very simple. What's fucking Viator? Or Viator? V-I-A-D-E-R? Is that what it is? Well, how do you pronounce that shit? It's not their last name. Nobody's last name is Viator. Assholes.
Ever since I took the Evelyn Woodhead Sped Redden course, my reading has improved wonderfully.
Good. And Rodney Strong.
Knowledge and comprehension have developed well.
Well, Rodney Strong. That's a name you can pronounce. St. Francis. There you go. He's by the way, I found there was a wine at Giant Eagle. It was called The Invitation. And it was a wine by Chateau Souverain. It was like a low.
So wait a minute. They have a, was it a high end Chateau Souverain?
No, it was a lower end. It was like $8.99.
That's Chateau Souverain prices.
But it was like by Chateau Souverain. That's not a selling point. The best thing about Chateau Souverain, they will make you personalized labels and then mail them to you for free.
Dude,
and not charge you anything for them. We've done that. We have that as well, we didn't obviously, for we have good taste. We didn't put Chateau Souverain on there, but we put our own names on those labels. But that's the only good thing about it. And their Merlot is passable.
I know two guys who did a wine podcast about Chateau Souverain and gave it relatively high marks.
Who?
That would be us.
What? Which one? The Merlot?
The first one we did.
No, we hated the cab originally. We did it the second time we did with Steve. We did. Well, I don't think it's ever aired, but we did a redemption episode, and it wasn't as bad as the first time. But ain't good. They make a bourbon barrel now too, but it's not like. I mean, you don't see McManus have some wine that says, "This is a wine by McManus." No. It's not exciting.
They don't give you an invitation.
No.
Now, wine.com has it at $12. I think that's Chateau Souverain's upscale product line.
They don't have an upscale.
Hey,
what is it?
Wait a minute. That's a good. It's a cab. So it's a cab, but it has zero notations on wine.com.
Zero.
Not a winemaker's description.
Nothing.
Nothing.
You need to buy that.
Nothing.
You go in there. You can talk to the wine expert at
Jeff. Where's Jeff?
He's like, you're looking at an invitation.
Holy shit!
I would like to help you find a great wine, but I think you're truly lost, sir. You know.
Yeah. Well.
You know. But I can pronounce Mercer. I can pronounce Martin Ray. Viator. Assholes.
It's good, you know, you've been working on it. I'm proud of you.
When I worked at the Andersons, we had this dude that he owned nursing. No, this is a different dude. This guy was from New Jersey.
Jersey?
He was in the sanitation business. Whatever.
Okay.
And he would order shit, but he'd never come pick it up. And so he ordered a case of Viator or Viator, whatever it was, and he never came. And so we had like four.
They have pills for that now.
We have four or five cases of that shit. Of different things that he ordered that never came back for. Remember, I don't know if he ever came back at all, but it's like, fuck you, buddy. Because he couldn't get it in New Jersey. Isn't Gary Vaynerchuk over in New Jersey?
Gary V. Yes, I believe he hails from New Jersey.
That's where his library is located, isn't it?
Easy.
He's a wine library.
Easy.
A bunch of made up scores. Hey, this port. In 1912, it got a 95. Now it's 2020. Did you know this got a 95? It didn't? Okay.
So one of the lines for Viator or Viator or however you pronounce it is H-O-M-E-N-A-J-E.
Oh, fuck
and
you.
And the J's weird. Like all the other letters are caps. And this J is below the bottom line of the text.
How much is Viator currently? Used to be $85 a bottle.
You want the black label? You want the Viator V or just the Viator?
Is it a white label?
Yep, the white label.
I don't know what the rest of their shit is.
They don't have a buy price.
Where are you at?
I'm at their website.
Oh.
It looks like.
The guy from New Jersey bought it all.
It looks like you can't buy direct from them. Purchase membership. I think you can only do it by direct order. Direct mail.
What about wine.com? Did you look there? You don't have to give me the exact price. You can make a made-up price.
Let's see. $1.75
Oh, no way.
For the 15. The Napa.
No.
$1.15
No, no,
yes,
no.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, it can't be that
I'm
much.
I'm looking right at it. Not.
No, oh, it is.
On the Viator website.
Oh, my God. No, sir. I'm going to pass on that.
You know what, though?
What?
That homenage, it's only $1.50
Oh, I can get a 3 liter, 3 liter bottle of the 2003 for $500
Yeah, I bet it's delish.
I might want that. It's a 3 liter, Scott. It's a lot. You put a spigot in that motherfucker. What do you do with that?
This is not fisheye.
3 liters. You'd have to have Steve over. That's for sure.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure there's. On one of our cookout bri nights, we could
talk about one that
three.
Oh, her last name is Viator. Yeah, Della, whatever.
They have a Cab Franc.
I know.
Dare, and they also, just to confuse those of you spelling issues, Viator, Rob.
What?
They mix up the letters in spelling and dare like it's a bot catch.
That's something that. Menage a trois would do. Do you want a passionate encounter?
You know, they have a virtual wine tasting experience with winemaker Alan Viator.
Well.
And it costs zero of your dollars.
Because you already spent $185 of your dollars on the wine. I think you've already got, you've spent enough.
There's two. I mean, how does that work? So you have to buy the wine to drink it with them.
What if I drank Santa Carolina? As opposed to that, and still watched it and pretended like I, yeah, it's all recorded.
No.
Yeah.
They have holiday magnums.
Just holiday? Is that Christmas shit on it? Do they put like the spices in it?
The V holiday magnum.
I want Viator with nutmeg and coriander in it. Can I get that? And then I want to drink it in a glass where they put like candied sugar at the top.
Oh.
I want that. I want the Christmas blend.
Christmas plan.
You never thought we'd attack Viator or whatever it's fucking called tonight. Well, we get mad at a wine because we can't pronounce it. But that's okay. It's five letters. It's five fucking letters. It shouldn't be difficult.
That's six.
Is it?
V-I-A-D-R.
Oh, you're right. Well, it should be five.
The math. See, just leave, you know, you struggle enough with the spelling. Most of our listeners like.
Take out the A or I and make it Vader.
Jesus Christ.
Because that would be cool. So, folks, we're going to take a break. We accomplished nothing on this potpourri. Yep, that's okay. Right. We'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. You've just enjoyed the Russian national anthem. That's out of respect to the Triple B, who is currently, she had some bad borscht, and so she's on the couch. You know.
I think
people, you probably, when you listen to a song on a podcast, the commercial shouldn't be the Russian national, well, it's the Soviet national anthem. It probably took you for a loop. That's okay, because this is the Wine Vault, and we have something wrong with us. At least I do.
Yes, you
so,
do.
The Santa Carolina 2018 Reserva Cabernet. We're going to start off with Scott. And just so you know, Scott, unless if you don't give it the score I want you to give it, I will throw something at you.
No.
And mind you, I don't know what that score is.
Yes, you do. Shut up, you douchebag.
I don't know.
It's definitely a 90. I'm not going higher than that. But I would say the window, the framing of it is 89 to 91. It's solid. It's so...
Yeah.
It's it, as you said at one point, it's like Thanksgiving dinner. It's everything where you want it.
It's comfort wine.
You know, that's a good descriptor.
No. Scott has been, not to interrupt, 90 is the exact score.
It is a 90. My
score's a 90, but go ahead.
It should start with a 9. This wine deserves that 9, and not because of the price point, because of how good it is for what it
quality.
Is. The volume of wine they make. What was the case production on this?
I did not say, but I'm going to assume a plethora.
Oh, my God.
A gaggle of cases.
Yeah, and to have this quality level.
Not enough, though.
I don't think we talked enough about how well this is oaked.
Well, no. Yeah, we didn't actually talk about the wine enough. Wonderful blackberry up front with cassis. Then it goes into your baker's chocolate.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Then the wonderful tannin, the pillowy tannin. Then the oak. You give spice on the finish, and then it mellows out into tobacco.
It's almost ethereal. The front palate. It's just so light, and then you've got that. Pillowy, kind of mid palate where it just has a little mouth feel there that you just don't expect with a $12 bottle of wine.
No, you don't.
And then the finish is spot on. It's just, I wish some more expensive wines were oaked in the way this is.
Oh, sure.
It's just, you know who would appreciate the oaking on this is the Triple B.
Sure. I wish I would have just saved this and drank it by myself.
Thanks.
But I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
No, I did have that.
But I can see why.
I did have Clos du Val Stag Sleep Cabernet out. Well, I did do that. And then I realized she would find it and be very.
She wouldn't.
Well, there's, you know.
You just have to pull something out special next time she was on.
Why?
Because that's what you'd have to do to make amends.
You mean Kendall Jackson, Vintner's Reserve Cabernet?
No,
not that. That's not special enough.
But this is
good.
Yeah, and
it's good, folks, and solid and
this
earnest.
Is
it's
why we do this show.
Well, no.
Bottles of wine.
It's $12.99, and it is exactly everything that you would ever wish, not want, wish Cabernet would be at this price. It has complexity. Most of it's the textures, but. A texture complexity is very, very interesting. But the flavors are also lovely and nice. Okay, there are 4 of them, but they're all flavors that you like. There's blackberry, cassis, baker's chocolate, and then tobacco. And some heat. Spice. Peppery spice, yeah.
Almost peppery spice. It's headed that way.
Yeah.
The oak.
Those are all great. And that's what we all like. Now, it doesn't have 18,000 different things going on, but who gives a shit?
No.
Who wants that?
What? For $12.
Yeah.
Easy.
Amazing value. There's no doubt in the world why it's sold out all the damn time, because it's that fucking good.
It's fucking good, folks.
93? No, but...
Well, it's 93 is 93 by James.
Well,
this is a 90 or 89.
Try in 2022? No. You drink it. It's drink it over the next couple of years is what you drink this. It doesn't. It's not ageable.
It's 2020, so that is the next couple of years.
Yeah. Well, no. He said try in 2022.
Oh, yeah. Shut up.
Better in 2022. No.
He said he's trying.
It's not ageable.
That's got more credibility than saying drink or hold.
Well, I know. Drink over the next couple of years.
Have James say it.
If you still have a bottle around in 2022, it's still going to be nice.
The listeners want to hear James say drink or hold.
Drink. Drink me or hold me.
That's all they wanted to hear, son. By the way.
Well, I drank you.
Tim Atkins is not impressed.
Oh, I got a wine mustache after that.
It's more than just delicious.
It's nom, 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 nom. It's just good. You know, Santa Carolina, tip of the cap, because
Big tip of the cap.
Their Pinot was pretty good. Their Carmenier is good. I've had the 17 of this too. Great. I mean, everything, they're just making good, solid wine. The Reserva collection is solid. If you can't find Apatagua, which I know you can't, look for this. This and Apatagua are two very good values. Now, I think Apatagua, the Cabernet isn't as good as this. This is a better Cabernet than the Apatagua's.
And their Pinot is not as good as Apatagua's.
Exactly.
So it is what it is.
We'll find out about the Malbec. Triple B is an on. She'll want to drink that. We'll have the Apatagua Malbec soon.
Anything Apatagua's putting out, I'm consuming. Thank you, Douglas, for turning on us yes. to that shit.
That's true. That's true.
It's fantastic.
Douglas likes it when we are mean.
We're
mean about Viator or Viator. What the hell her name
no,
is.
No, you just can't spell.
I know I can't pronounce it. We're going to look it up.
Spell it.
V-I-A-D-E-R.
That's good, but that's six.
No, that's not spelling. That's counting. Dick.
Yeah, well, if you count enough letters that you can't spell them.
Who's stupid now?
Not me.
Stupid face. So,
you know, Viator, by the way, if you're listening, what a beautiful looking family on your website.
Don't be creepy.
I'm not creepy. It's beautiful.
You're creeping on him. You're creeping on Brian McBride earlier. He said that he had a shin guard. That's a guy who played for the Columbus Crew. He snuck into the locker room, stole the guy's shin guards, and he fucked it. So, folks.
Jesus Christ, you're a sick bastard.
What happened? So, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the nicest taxi driver, who's a creeper, we are going to bid you adieu. He did that, folks. And see you next time here on the Wine Boat. Good night.